Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Maddest Writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 109 for July 20th, 2006, the scrolling LED hat and belt buckle. And now, get ready for Dick! It's another day, a beautiful day, a time for Daily GizWiz. Now, see, I'm still working on the jingle thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Leo Laporte, and this is Mads Maddest Writer Dick DiBartolo. Hello, Dick.
Hi, I'll be here.
Bye.
Bye. I'm in a hurry. I have to go to the dentist.
Oh, okay. Quick. Let's wrap this up.
No. I'm only kidding. We're Thursday, and it's July 20th, and Leo.
I think this is the anniversary of the man walking on the moon, isn't it? I believe July 20th, 1969 was when Neil.
Wait a minute. I'll ask him. Hey how
Neil.
Long you been up there? How many years you been up there?
All right, I'm sorry. I digress.
Oh, okay. I got something neat from geeks.com.
I didn't know there was a geeks.com.
I didn't know there was a geeks.com either until a listener said, Dick, go to geeks.com.
Look at this. What a great site.
And go to this page because they have the programmable scrolling sign hat.
Oh, wow. What is it?
And Leo.
What is
the scrolling LED printer belt buckle.
That I've seen and I love. A geek wore that to a Twit broadcast. And he had little messages coming off his belt.
you can do 6 messages. Each message can be up to 256 characters. A good one for the belt would be, if you can read this, you're too close.
Stand up. Get off your knees.
Right. And they have a name tag that you can... And Leo...
What a great idea.
Very inexpensive. $10 for the name tag. The hat is... I think the hat was $20. Oh, Leo, they also have a sense of humor there. I copied this off their website. And this is what it says. It says, programmable scrolling sign hat. Black hat, red LEDs, display your own message up to 118 characters, adjustable scroll speed, adjustable brightness. Package includes scrolling sign hat, 2 CR2032 batteries, operating instructions, additional information, product requirement, a head.
Yes, that would be a start. Do not buy this if you don't have a head.
If you are headless, this is not for you. If you're headless, I would go for the name tag. And Leo, I'm telling you, for $10, the name tag, it's a series of 3 buttons.
I think that's a great idea.
Leo, you can control the speed it scrolls at.
So if you're at a conference of older folks, you could do it really slowly. But if you're at a Starbucks barista convention, that's a good. Actually, it's $8.95 for the LED name tag.
Yeah, I think I think the blue one is $10. I mean, that's dirt cheap. And what I love about the name tag, at first I was wondering what the hell is this stuck to the back of the name tag. It turns out the name tag comes with a magnetic backing.
Oh, that makes sense.
So that you don't have to, you know, sometimes I just wear t-shirts, t-shirt. You can actually stick it on a t-shirt
on
using the magnetic clip.
And if you have a blazer, you don't have to punch a hole in your blazer to hold this thing.
Are you still trying to get that blazer?
I want the Daily GizWiz blazer. With just your head on the blazer, you know?
I gave you a Daily GizWiz hat, pal. And
that's
one
right.
day,
I, wear
I want... Okay, that's what I want to hear.
It's one of those Panther Vision hats that lights up, and I wore it on the beach because we were taking a walk on the beach when we were at the beach house, and it was dark, or it was getting dark, and I thought, well, when it gets dark, I'll turn on the hat, and people were shooting at me. I don't understand. I think they thought I was a UFO floating out on the
surf. Very funny. Well, I spoke to the guy at Panther Vision, and I think he's going to send us a few GizWiz Biz Pantavision hats for our next giveaway.
I think by the time we have a giveaway in another 20 or 30 shows,
we're going to have a bunch of stuff to give away.
Yeah. The other object is just keep all the stuff and sell it on eBay, okay. And then you and I don't need a sponsor.
We don't need a show.
But we don't need a show. You know, it's very funny. I've heard people say that, people like Gary Moore, who is a real sweetheart.
He was the host of What's My Line?
To Tell the Truth.
So Tell the Truth, okay.
Right. And I've Got a Secret when it
That's
first came
it.
Out.
I've Got a Secret, yeah.
Right. Is that with the mail we get, you develop an affinity for your audience.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's like I realize how Gaines felt. Gaines used to say, the writer and the artist key. Second in command are the readers. And if you wrote Bill a letter that you dislike something, he would send you your money back.
Yeah, I love that.
You know? So we're not cheating our reader, our listeners, because we love them.
If you don't like this podcast, I'll send you your money back.
That's right. We'll send back double what they paid for.
That's right.
Double your free money back. You know, I've learned that you have to cover all bases.
Yeah, you do. Well, the truth is there are people who donate to This Week in Tech and the Twit Network, including.
Oh, okay.
This. So the equipment that we use, the bandwidth that we use, the website that we're on, all that stuff.
The blazer that you wear.
The trip to Aruba. I mean, no, never mind. Forget that. No, all of that stuff is supported by donations, actually. So we've made a little money on advertising, but not nowhere near as much as we make on donations.
Oh, yeah, it's very funny. People kept saying, Dick, put Google ads on. So I make like $50 a month.
Yeah.
But in time and web stuff, I'm spending about $2,000 a month.
doesn't quite cover it, does it?
All right. You know, it's like giving back. We're giving back.
Yeah, we spend $1,000 a month on the website, websites alone, you know, those are expensive. So
yeah, and every time I get this morning I just thought, I wonder if anybody ever registered inoverourheads.com. No, you know,
losingmyshirt.com.
Right? Yeah, no one did. Wow. So I took it.
Did
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
How Isn't many sites now? You've got a pretty large stable of names.
I have about 15 to 20. I have. My crappy little website.com.
Someday that's going to be huge.
Right. The usual gang of idiots.com.
Oh, see, now that's good to have.
Yeah.
There's a certain amount of defensive registering you want to do.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I have DickDBartolo.com.
You know, I kick myself daily because about 2 or 3 years ago, Leo.com was taken almost immediately. I mean, there was no way I was going to get Leo.com. But Leo.tv was available, and I think it was $500. It was expensive,
right.
And I said, I'll just pass on it. You know, I have Leo.am. I never got Leo.fm because I don't do any FM radio, but Leo.am is great.
Well, wait a minute. FM isn't, there's no,
there is an FM. Yeah, there is.
Is there now? FM.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah. In fact, I have an idea for a site. Amber and I have a brilliant idea for a website. That would, you know, be a really cool website, and the name ends in dot in ly, and,
right.
And so I checked, and there is a dot ly. You know who dot ly is, though.
These are little countries.
They're
right?
countries, They're, yeah. Like TV yeah. is Tuvalu, which is a Polynesian island with, you know, a very small population. I think it's under
Tuvalu.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to change. I'll be here to Tuvalu.
Tuvalu.
Right.
I know.
Right.
I like that, isn't it? I'm from the island republic of Tuvalu. There's all sorts of different, you know, there's CC and TK. They're all country codes. LY, I thought, oh, this would be great, you know, because I don't want to say the name because I'm still working on it.
Yeah, don't.
But it ends in LY, and I thought if I could get something dot LY,
yes,
that would be cool. So guess who LY is? Libya.
Oh.
Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to have much success.
No.
So I said, Amber, would you contact them? Because you're at least Canadian. I don't think I should really be conversing with the Libyans about anything this point. So we're going to see if we can get it. If we can, it'd be really neat. So it is, you know, there are still some places, but I wish I'd gotten Leo TV when I was normal.
And
I could put it on my blue LED name tag or hat.
Oh, yeah. So it's geeks.com.
They do a lot of stuff. Is it a liquidation? place?
No, no. It's just, as I said, it was from
they just
a listener.
Sell all sorts of weird, interesting stuff.
And very reasonable. If you would have, I would have figured the name tag would at least be $20, and I would think the hat would be $20, and the belt buckle is $12.50, and it's a massive belt buckle. It's like
Part of the problem. It's like you just won the rodeo Olympics.
Yeah, right. Well, you can't be small and wear this, or you'll fall over. Well,
most geeks, it works perfectly. let's put it gently. It actually
right.
Works.
Well, it's they're not ashamed of that. It's geeks.com. They're not hiding anything.
Not at all. All right. Those are fun. I like those. And I've seen a couple of them at, trade shows and stuff. It's a great idea.
But yeah, I think I saw the name tag like 5 or 6 years ago at CES when it first came out. And I think the guy wanted like $100 for it.
Now they're cheap. Yeah. Well, they're cheap enough now. If I were going to do a conference, like Chris Perillo does GnomeDex. If I were going to do, GizDex. Maybe that's not going to quite
matter. Oh, GizDex.
I don't think
Can
so.
I come? Whiz Can I come? Can
no,
I come?
No. I think I changed my mind. How about TwitDex?
That's great.
Yeah. If I were to do that, I would say with your registration, you get an LED name tag, but you've got to wear it through the conference.
I think it's perfect.
And you could say anything you want. You don't have to say, hello, my name is Leo. You could say,
You can program anything. You can program six different messages and change them.
You could say it makes its own gravy.
You could.
And that would be our secret code. If you came up to me and said it makes its own gravy, I would give you the secret handshake.
No, I have to say Tuvalu back. You don't. If the person doesn't know what you're saying,
right.
They have to have the other code.
Right.
It's two parts. You know, at this moment, since the government listens to everything, the CIA we may get a call to work out codes for them because
we're so
good at this.
The rain falls on the blue hat. My nose is made of rubber. Hi, how are you? Good to see you. I love those spy codes. I think we can make up some good spy codes.
Well, we have some going.
Yes, we do. And we are going to go right now.
Speaking of going.
Bye.
I'll be here.
Toodaloo.